When I walked out, I saw a lot of eyes turned, looking at me. Why? Is it because I'm wearing pink? Well, welcome again, everyone, to Mass on this third Sunday of Advent. And today in the church is Gaudete Sunday. And the title Gaudete gets its name from a Latin phrase that is part of today's Mass that reads, Gaudete in Domino. Rejoice in the Lord. The church seems to have a great sense of humor this week because rejoicing in the color pink for most priests don't exactly go hand in hand. I keep telling myself that this is just the priest's way of advocating breast cancer awareness 2 months late. Well, the rose vestments and the rose candle at the back of the church at the Advent wreath reminds us that Christmas is nearly upon us. Advent begins, you know, with the color purple. Christmas is with white, symbolized by the color of white. And rose is kind of the in-between color between purple and white. We've crossed the halfway point to Christmas, but it's still Advent. We're not quite there yet. Rose is the color of hope. It's a color of anticipation. In the first reading this afternoon from Isaiah, the prophet is writing to a people who had been displaced from their home. The Israelites were forced to flee their homeland, and this time in the history of Israel is referred to as the Babylonian exile. It was a period that lasted some 60 years, about 600 years before the coming of Christ. The prophet Isaiah is writing to the Israelites who were tired of being stuck in captivity, deprived of their homeland, to a people that yearned and longed to return back home, back to Jerusalem, their true home. Fast forward with me now about 600 years to John the Baptist. And we all know about St. John the Baptist. He was a bit of an eccentric man, eating locusts and honey in the desert, wearing camel hair. Not exactly my idea of a good time. It was often believed that John the Baptist himself was the long-awaited Savior of Israel, the one that they were waiting for to come at last to redeem Israel. And you know what St. John the Baptist said when people asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the one who is to come into the world?" And you know what he says, "I am not he. There is one coming after me who will redeem Israel. Look for him." There's a real honesty about St. John the Baptist that I love. John the Baptist knows who he is. St. John the Baptist knows who he is not. He knows that there is a God, and he knows that he is not God. He knows that Israel is awaiting a Savior, and he knows that he is not that Savior. There was a temptation of St. John the Baptist to pretend that he, in fact, was the Messiah. Sure would have given him a lot of popularity, a lot of fame, if he would have claimed to be the one, the long-awaited one, who would redeem Israel. But he knew, in fact, that he was not. A Polish bishop tells the story of meeting with St. John Paul II on his first visit back to his native Poland after being elected to the papacy. The Polish government at the time was grappling with communism. It was doing everything it could. The government was doing everything that it possibly could to extinguish God from society, to eliminate God from Polish culture. When St. John Paul II came, this bishop said to him, "Finally, you have come back home. You are the savior of Poland." John Paul II looked at the bishop and said, "Poland already has a savior, and I am not him." If you think about it, this kind of humility of admitting who we are and who we're not is precisely the reason that the fall happened with Adam and Eve. Think about it. Whereas John the Baptist admitted to not being God, Adam and Eve wanted to be like God. John the Baptist knew that he was created in the image and likeness of God. Adam and Eve wanted to make God in their own image and likeness. How easy it can be, especially as Christmas quickly approaches now, all of the buzz of the holiday shopping and getting the house ready for family, finalizing plans to travel, how easy it can be to lose sight of God, of Emmanuel, God with us, who is about to enter into the world. How easy it is for us to forget that we really do need a Savior, and that we can't save ourselves. That's the beauty of faith. That's the beauty of our Advent hope. The Savior has come and will come again in just a few short days to save us, to be our Emmanuel, our God with us. Gaudete, rejoice. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. And boy, do I need it.